matter. As long as you know you don't belong outside in the chill of indifference and fear. Don't wear your body as if this sacred package of skin and nerves and blood rush restlessness were an accident, a graceless misstep of fate or fortune. When you hold yourself with joy and purpose, no misguided man can ever make a wounded elegy of your flesh. Step into the room. When asked for your name, pronounce it with all the music you can squeeze from its syllables. When your favorite song comes on, don't be fearful of an empty dance floor. Unzip the stillness with your teeth. Let rip the punk rock in your gut, the hunger of your castanet hips. Don't shrink yourself into a slither of self-loathing soap when you walk down the street. Don't cower in anticipation of catcalls and stares. It is they who should shrivel and slouch in shame, not you. You go ahead and take up some more space. Laugh for longer and louder than what's deemed appropriate. Let your cackles rise up into the sky like a chorus of homesick angels. Eat with relish. Chase each stray crumb with your fork. Lick the icing off each prong with ironic porn star gusto. The revolution starts small. At your dining table, the newsagents, the Friday night club queue, your mirror reflection. Take up space. Love beyond the confines of your arm span. Learn wider than the textbooks on your shelves. So as the world oils the hinges of its doors for us, we can take our place behind the steering wheel of the future. And gloriously, rightfully, finally, take up space.
You could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to a third of the world's food? It goes to waste. But here's a dish. You can change that. Step 1. Give your fridge some love. Keep leftovers visible and labeled to prevent them from turning into science experiments. Step 2. Be a meal planning guru. Plan your meal, shop smart, and buy only what you need. Step 3. Don't judge food by its cover. Those slightly bruised apples and wonky carrots are still yummy and perfect for soups, smoothies, and snacks. Step 4. Unleash your inner chef. Get creative with pantry odds and ends. They can turn into culinary masterpieces. So, let's flip the script on food waste. It's your chance to save money, reduce your carbon footprint, and make our planet greener. Remember, one person's scraps can be another's gourmet delight. Chop, dice, and sauté your way to a tastier future. This message has been brought to you by the Green Thumb Chefs at WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington.
We'll be right back.